I was in jail with Richard Ramirez. I think he was called the L.A. Strangler or the Hillside Strangler or something.
Cool. You're in prison, so you're in prison in the States?
No, I was in jail, not prison.
Well, okay, interesting distinction. Why is it different?
One difference is people on remand are in jail.
Right.
And people that have been sentenced to anything under a year.
I do apologise, I'm sorry for insulting your reputation.
I shouldn't have been any of them, but...
There you go.
Thanks, character. Things in the food... Yeah. I had a can of protein in the gym once.
Okay, a can of what?
A can of protein.
Can of protein, I understand.
Like, same kind of can as a baked bean can with a ring pull.
It's a drink, right? Because sometimes I'm in little tiny corner shops and they have cans of protein, and I think that's odd. Okay,
The one they were called Nourishment, but this was a different one.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to have bits in it, and I tasted this bit, and I went, oh, and I don't know why, but I spat it out onto the counter,
and
it was a woodlice.
Wow! Well, there's your protein!
A day in the life of Van der Nisbet should have ruled the prison with that.
How does a woodlouse get into a can of protein? I know this sounds like a Stephen Wright straight line, but...
How do they do that?
Did you examine the can then and look for wear and tear?
Oh, no, there wasn't any problem with the can. I would imagine that there's some long kind of process involved, and at some point, you know, he's fallen off somewhere.
Was it the single woodlouse, or was it many woodlouse?
Oh, no, it didn't look like he had any friends with him.
Hmm. And it was dead?
Yes.
Because they can do that thing where they roll up in that ball and you just have to push it from finger to finger for just a little... You was a little boy once. And the thing about a woodlouse, they can... And I often think, we've evolved into, you know, we can have emails and talk radios now. We're a good species, humans.
Yeah.
But we can't do that thing.
No.
We can't roll.
I'm 6 to this day and this was like... 15 years ago.
You're a tough guy in prison there.
Everybody drops into the can, if it'd been a pocket of air and you could survive for a while, with that nourishment drink, you could come out about 4 inches big, couldn't you? And then you're going to roll him around from one hand to the other.
Just could have opened the can and just poured it out.
Great, big, fat, plump woodlouse.
Here's something. The other week, in going through the satellite station...
Pizza Hut menu now.
The Pizza Hut menu I've been handed here. But going through the satellite station documentary channels and on the exciting new digital system, there was a thing about the world's most idiotic undersea creatures. And sincerely, I tried to get the...
World's dumbest undersea creatures?
Not dumbest, the most exotic.
Idiotic.
Yeah, the most idiotic undersea, well, whatever it was called. And I tried to get the footage for TFI Friday because it was one of those things where you think, wow, everyone should see this, like the man getting through the tennis racket last night. It was pretty good.
That was great.
It lives at the bottom of the ocean, and I noticed it's too apposite, but it's true. It lives at the bottom of the ocean, and it is a 3-foot-long, foot-high woodlouse. And I don't mean it looks a bit like it is one, and it's 3 feet long and a foot high, and they said it is it's evolved down there in a way it can't up there. It's exactly the same as a woodlouse, except it's kind of it's got no colour. I think things that have no pigment are pretty... Johnny Winter's always freaked me out, but anyway, but it's Johnny Winter woodlouse, that's what it is, that's what I'm saying, and it's brother Edgar was right behind
and the two whales
that's the thing. I was waiting for it to roll itself up into a great big giant undersea beach ball. It didn't, but it had no pigment, and it went, bang, we've got to go again.